So we discussed that the last few weeks, the lighting a fire is problematic, and what to do in a situation where someone doesn't have a fire. We discussed that also putting out a fire is also problematic. And even though a person is allowed to do something to go ahead and to raise the heat in case it's hot in the house, however, in terms of lowering the heat, so again, depending what's going on, if it's just a little bit hot, okay. If it's something where it's unbearable, not there's a fire chas v'shalom, then there would be a heter to go ahead and to lower the heat. So we spoke about the fact that, and the question is, when does that really happen? Is a question if it's really uncomfortable to be in the kitchen, then there's no question you can lower the heat. If it's not that uncomfortable, so then there's not really a heter to lower the heat. As we spoke about also, that just because the machlokes rishonim, whether or not if the food's going to burn, is that a heter to blow up the fire or not to blow up the fire in Yom Tov? Machaber Paskins, it's not a heter. Ashkenazim Paskin is a heter. So the same. What? So you probably could, but let's say, for example, the two issues. Number one, you have to understand, in those days it wasn't so simple, okay? That's number one. You were doing the same room we have. And let's say, for example, that if you leave the fire on, so then it's going to burn. And if you take it off, the fire won't cook, right? You lower the fire then. So that situation, Prashkanazim, we certainly paskin that you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to lower the fire. The question is, what happens in a situation where it's sort of iffy? In other words, is it something that you can't handle? You can't handle. Then can you lower the fire or not lower the fire? And therefore, that situation, which is probably most situations you find yourselves in, that's where we're looking for some kind of heter. So what would the heter be? The heter would be grumma. Can you do a grumma to cause the fire to go out on Yom Tov? All right? And it's something which everyone relies on, but can you do a grumma? So that's what I want to talk about today, about grumma. So if you look at Shmos Perek Chaf, and then that would, by example, also be the same heter. Can this person do a grumma to cause electricity to go off in Yom Tov also, right? The truth is, if you think about it, do you really need to use that grumma? In other words, it has to be something which is absolutely necessary. So let's say, for example, forgive me for saying this, the light is on, okay? To do a grumma, it's not necessarily, can you exist with the light being on? Probably yes. The air conditioning is on, is it going to get too cold? Okay, put on a sweater. The heat is on, is it going to get too hot? Okay, take off a sweater, whatever it is. So the question is, so for some reason in my mind, I feel that if it's very, very hot, and you want the air conditioning to go on, you need that air conditioning to go on, else it's going to be impossible. So let's say, for example, school is coming up in the middle of the day, it's very hot, you need air conditioning going on, so then we're definitely matir doing a grumma when it comes to havara. However, what's the halacha when it comes to doing a grumma when it comes to turning off electricity? So let's see. So first of all, where do we see that grumma in general is mutter? So it says, we look at Shmos Parakha, Pasuk Yud, the Yom Hashvi Shavas Hashem Lokecha, Lo Sasa Komolocha, Ato Vincha, Uvitecha, Vatacha, Masacha, Vemacha, Shavasharecha, you're not supposed to do Molocha. So he says, what do we say? So therefore it says, Lo Sasa Komolocha, you can't do Molocha. Okay, however, if someone does a grumma where you cause Molocha to happen, that would not be Usur Midiraisa. In source number two, the Shulchan Aruch says Teva She'achas Ba'or. He says, so let's say you have a box, some kind of
a lantern.
Well, Teva is really something like a dresser. It's a Teva. Teva where it's on fire. So you're afraid if you cause the fire to spread, it's going to cause more damage. Okay, so and there's no sarkana involved. What can you do? So he says, so Yachal Lifros or Shal Gedi Mitzida Ha'acher Shal Tisarif. So you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to spread the skin of a goat on the side. So it shouldn't cause, so things shouldn't burn down. Va'osim mechitza b'chol kakelim. You can put all sorts of metal kalim on the way that stop the fire from going. La'hafzik min adleika. Afilu klei cheres chadashim, even new klei cheres, hamleim mayim. that are full of water, that you know that as soon as the fire hits the clay cheres, the kelim are going to crack. Shavadai yitvaku tagil hamadleika. The gram kibui mutter, because you're allowed to do gram kibui and machm seda, machm seda. So therefore, even though blowing out a fire on Yontif or Shabbos actually is not mutter, but machm seda, so then it is mutter. Now, when it comes to Shabbos, obviously, even though it's too hot, all right? Okay, you got to deal with it. All right, that's the bottom line. The question is, can you rely on grama when it comes to Yontif in terms of having the light go out, the heat go out, whatever it is. So in source number 3, your shochar sounds like
so,
this.
So source number 2 is even on Shabbat?
If there's a makom seda, okay, which means that you're going to lose a lot of money, right? That's why you're allowed to do gram kibui, okay? It doesn't mean that, let's say, for example, you're too hot. That's not a makom seda. Makom seda means a real loss of money. Okay, so, you know, and by the way, you know, there's no question that these things definitely happen. When we moved in, so we had our air conditioner was a spooky air conditioner. I don't know what it was, but it would turn up by itself. And everyone said, we spoke to someone a few years later, said, yeah, this air conditioner is great. It, you know, it turns on by itself. So it was one time, Shabbos morning, it turned on, the heat was on, right? It was terribly hot a whole Shabbos. There's nothing to do. Okay, so it's hot. Open the windows, you deal with it. But if you're talking about a fire where there's going to be a big loss of money, then you're allowed to do a grama. But in Yontif, so have it Yontif. So ner shal shava, she rotsav aliko bi Yontif, v'chos olav shalish raf kulo. So a ner shal shava, you have a ner made out of wax that you want to light on Yontif, and you don't want the whole thing to burn out because you don't have that many candles. So Yachalite and Spivo Kodajleno Dominamilisrof, right? He says, before you light the candle, okay, he says, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to put water around it before you light it. Dover Hamunea Milisaref, something which is gonna stop it from burning. Shiyasha. Okay, actually allowed to do. See, he says before you light the candle, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to You're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to put water. You're allowed to put water around it. He says when it gets to there. Okay, so you can put basically the candle in water. So when the fire reaches the level of the water, right, the candle will go out.
Like the those lift where people put water at the bottom and a little bit of oil on top.
Maybe, yeah. That's the name. Yesh matir lachto.
No, there. That's just the amount of water.
Right. V'yesh matir lachto chner shal shava ba'or. So you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to cut the ner shal shava ba'or. Ki da'hainish migim gam lamatik de lekatzro. V'chein noagin. And there are those who say, okay, that you're allowed to actually light at both ends, v'cheinoagin, avodesak and usher, but through a knife it's usher, umutter laham v'gner v'makm sheruach sholeit, k'day sheyichabe. So he says, and you're allowed to put a candle in a place where the ruach is sholeit, and you're allowed to put a candle in a place where you know wind's going to come, avol usher, so you have a candle that's going to go out. You want it to go out. You let it put it in a place where you know that in 50 minutes it's going to get windy, right? You know, this is, in other words, finally, you know that every so often the wind blows here, right? So if it's not blowing at that moment, you put the candle there because that's a grumma. So for Yom Tov, we see a lot of use a grumma in order to save for the next day.
You could put the candle under the air conditioner and it would blow out.
Well, only if the air conditioner is off at that moment, right?
So in other words,
you can only do it, right, if you know that it's gonna blow soon. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, "V'makom shu sholeit rach lomar shiyachol lishlot," that you know that the wind will be able to be sholeit on the candle kishiyava when it comes. V'tam heter, he says, "Einu ela gram mishum einu ela gram kibui," because putting the candle there is the gram kibui. V'alma v'yesh ma'achron shemachmirin, and there those achron ma'achmir the v'chol regav reg ruach nashim mitam zeminig v'lel yom rishon shein lochin nerf v'esek nesel v'esam k'der shem v'tzu Shabbos ala tochu b'chol v'kenir al v'siv kanachan al. So he says, like, I don't understand what this is talking about, but it used to be that v'chol every single minute the ruach is menashev, and therefore the minig is and lel yom shein lochin v'nerf v'esek nesel v'esam. So in other words, so what happens is that There are people who will not take candles from the Beit Knesset, to their house, like they do on Motzei Shabbos. And if let's say the first night Yom Tov comes out on Motzei Shabbos, you don't have a candle. So in the shuls, they had candles burning, whatever reason. So what?
For light.
What? For light, okay? So they wouldn't take it. Yeah, I guess they still have. In other words, they had enough fuel. So people would take Motzei Shabbos candles, light from the Beit Knesset. So they would go ahead. I said, first night Yom Tov, they wouldn't take it outside. It was Motzei Shabbos because they knew for sure they'd take it outside. There's a good chance what would happen. It would blow out. I'm not sure what they would do. He says, tocha v'chol, unless they went ahead. I'm not sure exactly. And they would have the dirt around it in some way where the candle wouldn't go out. I'm not exactly sure what they did, but they were very careful the first night Yom Tov. Okay. So we see that Gram Kibui is mutter. So the question is, can a person do Gram Kibui? So let's see, he says. So let's see what the post can say. So if you look, source number 5, this is Rav Avashol. Hayim mutter ligrom lekibui lehavas hagas biyom tov ayidei hartachas kli malimam. This was the old heter. The old heter was, you go ahead and you boil up water on the fire, and the water boils over. Okay, just a second, hold on. And boils over, and it's going to go ahead, and it's going to cause the fire to go out. All right. Today, I think we think it's quite messy. All right. Shemertichas hamayim yiglushu hamayim yichavus alava. So he says like this. So Rav Avashol says meikar adin efshir lahakel ligrom kibui lahavas agash derech zu. You can make it. Umutter gam liskor es ka, and then he goes on and he says like this: Umutter gam liskor es kafter agas la acher shekavsa lahava. And then once the fire goes out, you can go ahead and you can turn the gas off. Of course, ulam, he says haosikain. Someone who does this, he says yeshal lizar v'kamed varm. You got to be careful of many things. Okay, he doesn't say to be careful for your health. Righteous ain't have to do tzaruch l'mayim chamis. Number one, he says you have to make sure that you want the hot water. You can't just stop boil up water. You have to make sure you want the hot water. Vein l'mayim chayim buchanim memecham kedoma. You don't have hot water anywhere else. Gam tzaruch lizar. Kos says a kli mali al kiray. Shal yish buchu mayim yechavas esh. You have to be careful that when the water goes on the fire, it didn't spill over when you put it down. Then make sure that you don't cause it to spill over by pushing the ketzami kachshu amayim v'kocho v'chavas esh. U'b'chol ob l'chadchila tov liman l'chavas l'avas agas le'agram hazu. He says, Nisa is better to do by opening a window. U'b'vad, you got to make sure, like the Pesach and the Mechaber, to make sure that when you open the wind is not blowing. Okay, so that is the Pesach of He says that is the psak of Rav Avashol. You got to use water to blow over. So let's just turn before we do source number 6. Let's turn with number 7. He says like this. So here's where Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein says like this. He named Zu Shehukshas. So Moshe Feinstein paskin that you're allowed to go ahead and lower the flame on the gas if you're cooking something. All right, which I think was definitely regular practice. In America, so I grew up. There was never a problem. Lower the flame. He nebezu shuk shel echad al mashak asati v'tshuv arachaim chasim kuf tezvav shel hachne esh bagash v'yomtiv kishar hachne esh kishar rav lois kalkol tavshol shder mutter. He says, and even though he says a person can go ahead, really, as Linda mentioned, put it somewhere else, okay? And especially if you have 4 flames or you have 6 flames, right? 6 burners. You can go ahead and you could leave that fire on and turn on the fire another point in the stove and have a lower flame. He says, because why? Because he says, once you need a fire, a lower fire, there's no difference in lowering the fire or turning another fire on. All right. In other words, there's no reason to go ahead and to basically not lower the fire because you could just go ahead and raise the fire somewhere else. Why? Because there's no difference between lowering a fire and raising a fire if you need it for food. He says, because since the kibui is Mutzaruch HaNefesh, there's no reason. It's sort of like, according to Ashkenazim, if a person has to put out a fire in order to make the food because you want the food to smoke, to be smoky. So it's the same thing. You're allowed to go ahead without any problem to lower a fire, and there's no reason to not lower the fire because it's a solution of just raising by turning on another fire. Because turning on a fire from the existing light and lowering the fire is the same thing. He says if you look at source number 8, the afil Rambam Paragdam Yonta Halacha Vav Machabrasham the Osrum Kibu Ishloyas Ashain Avhaktera Mishum Tiposkin Karaban Rabbi Yehuda the Asri Machshiri Ochol Nefesh. So he says that the Machaber, so he baskins that you're not allowed to turn the Lord of fire like the Rambam, even if the food's going to burn. He says, and therefore, Gam Ishan Hagdeira is only called Machshirin. All right, he says. So Moshe says it's a very strange sock. Ashu davar tamu amaod. The caveman sham Michael Muushan, because once the food gets burnt, lo yehe tov lachila. So my time agar mitavlin says, are you allowed to crush spices at Yontif? So you're not allowed to lower the fire in order to stop the food from being burned. It's very strange. Shehu l'tam yosef shemuter umitam zeh. He says, "Bashla Mordechai Beitza that even Rabban Ramoda." So he says, "The Mordechai is very clear. Rabban Ramoda, where the food is not edible." So he says, "The Rabban Ramoda, you let it turn the fire off in Shanyantif." He says, "And turn it off or turn it down, whatever you need to make sure it doesn't burn." And remember, in those days, it was they didn't have place to put it. The Gama Magen Mishnah Hevi Vishesh Matirim Vishosh Losash Nagdera. She says, and I think this is the key here. Very important to keep this in mind. The fifth line, the second word, ulai bizmanam hayurak mufunakim shlachu tavshim ushim etzarachin. It could be in those days only those who are mufunakim, those who are very sensitive, wouldn't eat burned food. Okay, so just because in those days they didn't mind food so much that got dried out, that was burned, that was leftovers. Okay, he says today it's a different story, and therefore if food's going to burn, you certainly can lower the fire or turn it off. Ach upon him, afli didu rachli ishun afli meruve eish yisarvash yisrael ispasha hu tzarech vishal mamish. He says, and even according to them, it's only where it's going to get like smoky. He says, however, if because of the fire is going to burn, that it won't cook. So what does that won't cook? What it means that it won't cook is sometimes you know if the fire is too high, what happens is the outside gets cooked and the inside does get. That's for sure. Everyone agrees. Therefore, he holds that. Okay. However, in general, in terms of turning the fire off today, that wouldn't apply. Why not? Because once you don't need the fire anymore, just take the pot off the stove, right? So the question is, what do you do? So anyways, if a person has no problem leaving the fire on, there's no question leaving the fire on. If you're concerned about that it's going to be very hot, or you're concerned about the gas going, the fire going off and the gas remaining on, it's very hard to be in there. If we're talking because you want to save money on gas, which I think is not that much money. So he says, that's just nothing to talk about. And that we're very clear about that you're not allowed to go ahead and turn anything off to save gas. All right? Unless you're not going to have enough gas for Yontif, then we can look for a heter. Someone knows he has a gas balloon and he knows he's not going to have it. You're right, what? Yeah, but in general, let's say it can be very hot in the kitchen, or you're afraid that the fire might go out. So then, through a gama, it would be mutter. So the grama, which they talk about having water boil over, okay, there are those who are matir. So turning the stove off itself, that's not a grama. Even if you had a type of stove where it's going to take a second for it to turn off. Because my uncle pointed out that a grumma, which is done in a normal way, is not a grumma. Okay, in other words, if a person has a certain switch, and his switch is just the way it works, is that it's going to turn off in 4 seconds, that's not called a grumma. But if a person goes to the back, right, and turns from the back, so first of all, that's not the normal way. That should take a few extra seconds, all right?
You can't turn the gas off.
And I'm only saying, by the way, this is safe. I'm not saying, but in general, it should be safe. And If you could do it with the other hand, your left hand, or if anything, your right, you do it with your left, you do it your right hand, that would be okay. Also, have a shinoi. My father would turn it off of a shinoi, actually. Because of this concern, that he was afraid he got to go out in the kitchen, so therefore be mutter, because not everyone agrees to that necessarily, he would do a shinoi. So the best thing is to turn it off from the back. That would be the best thing. That's what you could do. So yeah.
Turn it all the way off.
What?
If the flame is on, you can turn it all the way off.
All the way off. So in other words,
the flame, you turn the gas off.
You go underneath the sink.
And
you
no, not on the sink.
Well,
we have it.
It's
on the side. You can do this. If you're concerned,
yes,
that it's too hot in the kitchen,
right,
or you're concerned that the fire might go out and cause a gas smell, okay? Now, if you think that's crazy, I'm just telling you, I grew up on that, all right? You know, and by the way, you always hear stories of
things. There's too hot in the kitchen.
What? No, I'm talking about the gas smell. So then you'd be, then there's a heter to go ahead and turn off a shinoi. My father would turn off the gas of a shinoi in yantar.
Now I understand.
Okay? Not on Shabbos.
I was thinking the knob. Now
you
say the whole gas.
So we do the whole gas. That's like a grum. That's like a grum, okay? It could be that the barbecue, if you turn it off from the tank itself also, which is not usually done, right? That would also be called the grum too, because that takes a few minutes. Someone has a barbecue of a tank. All right, so you turn it off from the back. It takes a few extra seconds. That will be a grumma. I would still do it with a shinui, but again, only either because you're concerned that it's going to get too hot, or you're concerned about sakana. So that's what I would do.
So even if it's still on yantar.
Go is the best thing to do it. That's the best thing. If you have one. If you have a guy, it's the best thing to do.
You share?
Okay. Oh, let's go. Okay, now. Okay. Yeah.
I have a question. Let's say you're not worried about it's going to go out completely and you're going to have gas, but it is very hot.
Yeah.
But if you turn it down to the lowest, it'll be bearable. It'll be okay. Is there a difference in terms of turning it down for the purpose of it not being so hot, or actually doing it off?
I don't know. I got to think. So
Birchan, I have the same oven.
Yeah.
And the oven, if you turn it down to the lowest, you cannot turn it off, because the way to turn it off is to turn it, it goes the opposite way to the highest.
Right,
and then
right,
off.
Right.
So if you turn it down to the lowest, that hakana is never going to get to kibui.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No, your question really is
are you talking about
the stovetop.
No.
I would just tell you that they say that turning the oven lower is like actually turning it off. In other words, it's really the same. It's really turning it off. In other words, the person shouldn't think it's okay to turn it lower. You see, I always thought as a kid that turning it lower is okay, because we stood all the time, right? Without any shinoi. Yeah, while you're cooking. But it's not really true. They did because they want to make sure while you're cooking, all right? Because turning it lower, okay, so now that's number five. Number six, very quickly, number six. See, he says like this. How about...
Number six.
Number six is, he says like the Vaji Yosef. Mm-hmm. So he asked the question, he says, how about going ahead and using the timer to turn off the electricity on yantar. Okay, now, so I just want to mention that, again, this heter is based on the fact that if we were to ask, has halacha changed in the last 50, 60 years? Okay, in general, halacha has not changed. That's for the fact that people think that certain chumras are mikra din, halacha has not changed. The one area of halacha has really changed, electricity on yantif. Okay, what does that mean? As I understand that in the 40s and 50s, it was quite normal to turn lights on yantif, without a question. I think if you walk into a house today and see people
regularly just turn it on.
I think if you walk into a house today and see someone turn lights on yantif, you go, what's going on here? Okay? That's one area where halacha has definitely changed. Okay, you know, and what's the longest behind it? You could say, okay, when it comes to Yantif, rely on the Chaznish, who says that turning on a light on Yantif on Shabbos is binyan. Okay, and that's just, and why is that? I think it's that way for one simple reason, because if we didn't change that, especially today, Yantif would be a regular day, because once you turn lights on, you can start using this. So it's actually a good change in halacha. All right? So the question is, but that being said, because of that, we are definitely more matir when it comes to these things. That's why, for example, we have no problem doing grama electricity on Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, doing grama. So if you walk in and you want the lights to go on, the air conditioning to go on.
Yeah,
and you have
Shiloh if you're asking.
And you basically have a timer. You can go ahead and you can cause the timer to go ahead and go on. Of course, it'll go on in a half an hour. It's not a problem. Because of this, because it's a chumrah that has become part of Roman Nevalacha. Okay, we're matu when it comes to.
But you said that on the plata last week when I asked you about the plata
Shabbos.
On Shabbos, if you could turn the little buttons so that it goes on at a different time, you said that was okay as long as it was off.
No. I said no. I would never say that.
Not go on to go off.
So in other words,
to stay off.
Yeah, that's fine. We're talking.
Continue the math of it.
We're talking about. Let's say I walk into the shul on Shavuos day, and the air conditioning is going on an hour and a half, and I need to go on right now. I can push it up to go on 15 minutes. Okay, I can't do that on Shabbos. I can't. Okay. Why is that? I think the reason because since really. It used to be halacha, your lab, they used to use electricity, so we're matir grama. So Rav Aji Yosef asks, he says, how about doing kibui through a grama? So he says like this, l'inyan kibui or
electric,
yeah, l'inyan kibui or chashmal v'yangdif, niresha, and you have to understand, in general, the reason really is you want to do it because you want to save money, it's bothering you a little bit, okay? So again, if we were machmir by kibui back in the olden days because only mefunakim, okay? So the same thing today, we can deal with the fact the lights are on longer. Ulinin kibui or chashmal v'yantiv, nira shafil adasim atirim, hadlachas haninoras minoras hachashmal v'yantiv, zehu mishum shaladaitam yesh lahatir shadom nachshorachom nafesh. So he says, even those people who hold that you're allowed to light electricity on yonta through a grama, that's because sorochol nefesh. Shagam ha'orach v'yeter ha'anas ha'guf nechot meshmos ha'kosuf. Because, you know, resting and more hanah is included in acha sheyachol nefesh levad yisei lechem. See, there's also allow turning on electricity through a grama yonta. That's because that's sorochol nefesh. Okay, Mashkas to Gemara, he says basically getting hana is also like achila. There's certain things that are asur b'achila, asur b'hana. So as we mentioned last week, if something is hana, you're allowed to do it. For example, they have more heat. And he quotes Rabbeinu Lashon Remitz with Sefer Yerayim, and the Ram Perish Mishnayah says Sefer Keach, and all the people say that he said we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but the sixth line of alachavo she'aim v'zem yishum sorach liyontif. Right? But to cause it to go out because there's no tzorach yontif, el lachos bo tzos hachashmal. Why do you want to go out? Because, you know, it's expensive. It's expensive. You know, the air conditioning's on, and you don't want it to go on the whole night. Right? He says, like, the vada shlutar klal is not mutter. As the Gemara says, u'v'shulchan aruch, that just because you want to save money, you can't do grama for yontif. He says, and even though the kibui chashmal on Shabbos through a grama is not asumin Torah, I'm sorry, even though kibui chashmal in general is not asumin Rabbanan, he says, he goes to explain the reason why, because what's the reason why? The reason why is like this. So if I see wood burning, and I've loaded out on Shabbos, I'm over in the Sujir Isa. Why? Because when I go and I've loaded the fire out, I just made charcoal. Obviously, when I turn the fire light off, I'm not making charcoal. Okay, so therefore, it'll only be asumin Rabbanan. I don't like using that terminology, by the way. It's asking me to Rabbanan to go ahead and turn the light off. So therefore, he says, so even though it's Graman at the Rabbanan, he says it's still usher. And then he goes on. And then he says the bottom line is, he says there are those who hold, he quotes Asmi Diraisa, maybe because he says, and certainly according to the Chaznish is Asmi Diraisa, he says, and he quotes all these list of people that it's us midiraisa. So again, there is what to say by the way, that you could say, basically that's really the end of it. So he wants to come and say it's usher to go ahead and decree because it's usher midiraisa. That's his point. So I would just say the reason why we stop Yom Shusti on Yom Tov is because of the shita of the Chazon Ish. Okay, whether we agree with the Chazon Ish, not agree with the Chazon Ish, that is definitely compound Roman Havlach, and therefore a person should not do Gram Kibui and Yontet unless it's become totally unbearable. Okay, or let's say I can give a perfect example. All right, let's say your air conditioner is leaking, right? And you what? I haven't used it, right? So then it could be that if you let it go, it's going to be a very serious problem, right? So then, I guess you could do grumma, but I would say it's definitely much better. What?
Since we're yeah. Leaks all
yeah. Yeah. I think definitely much better in that situation to find the guy anyways. That's what I would do. But in other words, in general, since electricity has become nechshav like a diraisa for yontif, so therefore, basically, the Shmir Shavas Kelchasa, who's matter using a grumma to turn it on, does not use a grumma for turning it off, unless it's a real tzorech yontif, which in general, it's very hard to visualize. The only situation that's the only time I would see that. You know, again, by the way, it's not always so possible to do a grumma either. Sometimes you can't do the grumma. But in a situation where it becomes totally unbearable, so then you'd probably be able to do a grumma. It's definitely better to give a guy, get a guy, since most of the books don't allow it. Yeah.
So Seder night, we accidentally got home 30 minutes after the alarm was set to go back on. So when we opened that door, that alarm went off. Now the Rubens were still eating because we could see them at their table. And this thing, we got a speaker outside. Rah, rah, and like, oh my God. So Yosef ran to the Morrisons and he ran to the Rycross because those are what we thought they're squid. But they can't come because it's not bothering them. Yosef came back alone.
Well, this is first of all, this year was a big problem. This year, the same night was on Shabbos.
Was that one?
It was on Shabbos.
If it's not bothering them, which it's not, they don't live with us. So Yosef and I thought, well, now we have to listen to this all night. I hope maybe.
No, I understand something, but why couldn't a non-Jew come? You remember a non-Jew, though?
Because it wasn't disturbing them. We would, Yosef, I'm not sure who told the same to us. Maybe he was sleeping already.
What?
Because he went
to sleep. It was
like
1 in the morning.
Yeah. It was
1:30.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Right.
Yeah, so fine. That's the issue.
But your alarm doesn't go off automatically after a few minutes.
Did you sleep?
Actually, it did. We didn't know it
was. Okay. Okay, anyways, the bottom line is it was Shabbos. If you don't have a good, there's nothing to talk about. Okay? If it was Yom Tov, maybe, I'm not sure what you could have done, okay? Because it's only a grumma, so I'm sure you turn it off with a grumma, that would have been a problem. I don't know what you would have done.
She would have shut it off with a grumma, then the police would have shown up.
I have no idea. I'm not sure how you do a grumma, okay? The only way to do it is to, I have no idea, because the grumma wouldn't have helped. But it was Shabbos, so there's nothing to talk about. That was here, so anyway.
I've got another question about the lights. I just want to understand. Say, my daughter, the baby, wakes up at 3 in the morning and the lights are off. On Yom Tov, could she turn the time switch
that's going on? Go on?
Yeah, no.
Why do you want to go on?
So she could be up with her baby.
Why would she want to do that? Okay, anyway. Anyway, so on Yom Tov, you're allowed to actually do that. I have to tell you that I think I've done this every single year Shavuos, because I usually come here to learn, and it's very hot here Shavuos, right? So I usually go ahead and I'm here almost the whole day. So I usually have the timer go on for half an hour later, so it's a grumma. All right, okay. As I usually do. So that's fine. But not on Shabbos. Not the only time. The only time is Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you can go ahead and you can have, say, if it's 3 o'clock and it's 2 o'clock, you can have it. You can set the timer to go on. I'm sorry. If it's 2 o'clock, you can have the timer set to go on at 2:30. You can do that.
So if you had a timer and the air was on and you wanted it to stay on the whole day, you could actually take that little switch from timer and
that on Shabbos is mutter also.
No. Yeah,
Shabbos that's mutter.
You can keep
things in the same matzav. That's not a problem as long as you're not doing anything else in that situation.
Could you do that again?
In other words,
it's not one of these.
In other words, right. In other words, which is probably, and I'm sure that's going to, this whole show is going to be obsolete coming very very soon. All right, but he says maybe not in Israel for the next year or two. But he says on Shabbos you're allowed to keep things in the same state. So if everything's off,
extend the air conditioner to go on longer.
Yeah,
keep it on longer,
and you could also you can't. By the way, you can't. I don't think you can go ahead. Let's say for example, it's supposed to go on at 4 o'clock. You can't keep it; it should go on at 6. Okay, you can stay, basically do it. We're not going on Shabbos at all. If it's supposed to go on at 4, you want it to stay off. You can push all the buttons that it won't go on until you know it won't
go.
On.
Friday night.
You can extend
it. Yeah, you can extend. But I'm talking about is no. But what you can't do is even if Chosmer Shabbos Kilchasa, it's supposed to go on at 4, right?
Yeah.
You can't have it stay off until 6. You can't do that. Shabbos Kilchasa just says that if it's on, you're allowed to keep it on for another 2 hours. Okay, you can't cause. If I remember correctly, you can't cause it to go on. It's just going to. According to Shabbos Kilchasa, you're allowed to go ahead and have it stay on longer, which some people argue with, by the way. But you're not allowed to go on and have it stay off longer, if I remember correctly.
Wait a second. You can't make it stay off longer.
Right, because then you're causing it to go on.
No. But if it stays off, you can't, let's say...
You can have it stay off totally, but you can't have it go on later.
Yeah, right.
If I remember correctly, that's what
he says. It could be because when you go ahead and you're extending it, basically what you're doing is when you're extending it to go on, your kavana, right, is it for it to stay on. Your kavana is for it to go off necessarily, right? In other words, he says, "What is it? Sorry." He says, you know, "Your kavana is for it to stay on longer. It's not your kavana for it to go off at a certain point. To go off, to
no,
so
the kavana is that. No. It can't be off and then turn itself on.
Right. But I have to look and see if I'm correct. But I think this is that if you go ahead and extend it to stay on longer, your kavana stay on longer. It's not your kavana for it to it's not your kavana for it to necessarily to go off later points to keep it on longer. But if it could be if your intention is to have it go on later, right? Then your kavan is to have it go on to go on a later point. That's your kavan. I think that's Islamist. I forgot.
So
already.
That's why you can't do that.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. But remember, but in terms of grama, it's only much around Yom Tov itself. All right. We'll leave it here. I got to run. Okay. Huh? Yeah. Thank you very much. Here we go. I'm sorry.